in this place of divine holiness that the mothers bring us to, this great gift of the awakening, just by looking at their message to us, just by seeing, we can receive their promise that these activations bring you a deeper connection to your intuitive guidance. This is what we had in Lemuria. We lived by that. We lived by intuition, telepathy, and entanglement. This is a first step, the beginning of you coming into this part of you that is here to awaken. And all of these tools, all of the parts and pieces here in this room and throughout your life, and the teachers that are here and the wisdom that is given for you in the deepest love and honoring and the most graceful benevolence to each and every soul.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see each of you as you open your eyes in Osten and acknowledge the light that is embedded within you, always. We are honored by your presence, your radiance, your willingness to go places where you may not have been before. The anchoring in of the energy, the connection of your soul with your ancient past and your future. We talked with someone yesterday and we asked them, what is it that is stopping you? Because they were saying, I've got all these wonderful ideas and yet I haven't acted upon them. And we said, why? There are wonderful ideas. The universe needs this. The galaxy needs this. The planet needs this. Austin needs this. And they said, I'm afraid. What are you afraid of? I do not know. I'm just afraid. I'm afraid what will people say? I'm afraid what will people think? I'm afraid, what will people do? I'm afraid, what if I'm not good enough? Huh? I'm afraid, what if I'm too good and no one likes me? what if? Huh? And we just looked into their heart. They may not have known that it was us looking back at them. We looked into their heart and we said, what if doesn't exist? It is that simple. What if does not exist? And if ever you doubt that, then you must turn within or to an app on your phone. This is one of Kryon's. It does not know we're talking about him. And one of his energies that has brought it in, he probably does know. He knows everything. And it says, right now. And actually he meant yesterday, today, and tomorrow, maybe. I have an entire entourage working behind the scenes to manifest my co-creations. I move forward with ease and grace. And that is really the key, isn't it? To know that you have an entourage moving with you always to remind you that what if is not there? What if does not exist? You know, when people talk to us, as they do, and we are always present with our vessel, Marilyn. She is not always present with us, but we are present with her. And when people talk to us, and they say, well, when I tried something, this happened last time, or that happened last time, and it did not work. That is why we believe differently than most cultures, that the front of the body is your past, and the back of the body is your future. Because you can see where you have been, and you can see all of the information and all of the trigger points and all of the vibrational frequencies that you have experienced up until now. But the back, you can't see. We do know that all mothers have eyes in the back of their head. However, they seem to grow out of it as their children reach coming of age time. But you can't see where you are going, and that is there for a reason. You can feel into the energy, you can intuit into the energy, but it is not written in rock yet. That is where the everything is possible exists. Everything is possible. There was many teachers that have said, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. We say, if you can feel it, it is already there. You see, that what if is just an old program. Take a deep breath. This weekend, yesterday, today, tomorrow, you are allowing that presence to be your entourage of manifestation. You're acknowledging that it is all possible. You are here. Some of you, by surprise, you are here and acknowledging the oneness you have with spirit, your entourage. Someone said to our vessel, I want what you have. She said, a house in Brands in Missouri? They said, okay. And then she said there was one for sale in her neighborhood. And she said, I just want that energy of love. And again, we looked into her heart. And we said, it is already there. Take a deep breath. And we put her hand on her heart. That is how you maintain this energy. Breathe. Feel our hand on your heart. And know that you are already there. For what you perceive, what you feel, is in your field. And it is being created by your entourage always. That is why we say, be aware of what you ask for. You may end up with a house in Branson, Missouri. We love you deeply. We see you. We feel you. Our vessel Marilyn feels you. We honor you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We are still in Austin for those who are just finding this message, and this is message number 3. We've been giving a series on the frustrations of light workers in the new energy. This is a very old message, but to so many, it's going to be brand new. And the oldness of it is the fact that long before 2012, we gave it to you. And then after 2012, we refined it, for the energy have shifted. It has to do with actually 2 attributes. The 2 attributes that we are speaking of are reactions from the old to the new. Let me set the stage. The subject that we are speaking of yet again is the one who has been here as an old soul, working with energy for a long time. These are the ones who are the healers, the mediums, the readers, and have actually been here through multiple energy changes. But mostly I'm speaking of the ones who would say they have been working in metaphysics for 15 or more years, maybe 20 or more. And they would find themselves not only here in this room, but listening. And so we're going to talk about that. First, there is such a change today, dear ones. The change today, the metaphor that we've always used, is that whereas the old energy had darkness, this new energy has more light. We've even spoken of the dark to light ratio being so vastly different that you can feel it. In past channels, we've even told you that the things that you tried in the past that didn't work will work now. And not to give up on them. Just because you tried them in an older energy and they failed, that it's so different that you can try them again with full different results. Now, this doesn't make sense to many because it's like farming. If you're in a certain place with a certain kind of soil, you plant a certain kind of seed and it doesn't grow. If you try it 5 years later, it still won't grow. And so you make up your mind that the attributes around you are not commensurate with a growing seed, and so you try another seed, or you move. And now suddenly we're telling you that so much has changed. The area, the energy, the soil, the warmth, the wetness, all of these things that are metaphors in planting a seed have changed. And so if you've been one that wanted to start a healing center or write a book or one of these things that failed in the past, we've told you now would be a good time. That's how different it is. So what I'm going to tell you now is how different it used to be and what took place. And some changes in what to do about it. Frustrations of the light worker. The first is something I have called fortressing. Let me paint a picture for you. An old energy way before 2012. Where light workers, old souls, were working with healing. Were working with sending healing, with meditation, with groups that would meet, perhaps unknown in secret, so they could discuss things that were metaphysical. One of the things that happened with fortressing is a protection against an old energy. And this was a perceived attack. How can you do light work in the darkness? And what so many did as a perceived solution was fortress. Now I don't want to be inappropriate here to anyone, but I will tell you this, it was specific. Metaphysical workers were larger, and you know what I'm talking about. Not only that, there was another attribute that was interesting. Have you seen, especially in an old energy, the perception of who a reader would be? If you have a movie or you have a book, and somebody said, cast a reader, it would be an overweight woman. And you know I'm right. Who's going to be the ones to do the seance? Find an overweight woman. This was the perception. And they were right. That's fortressing, because they had seen it so often, especially women. Now, why women? Because, as I have said before, the woman is the one who awakens with the shamanship Akash. It's the woman who knows that's the role. It's not to say that men don't have that, but I'll say something that men won't like to hear. Your Akash will awaken with it, but your Akash is remembering it when you were a woman. Women carry the torch. They carry the torch. And that torch is that one which was being awakening into metaphysical, odd, strange things to many. And they would be the readers. And they would be the ones that would carry the meditation groups and all in general. And if they put on weight, they felt better about everything because they were protected, they thought, against a dark energy that was with them all the time, wherever they were, because it was all over the earth, fortressing. Suddenly, you come into a new energy, and I tell you, it's not needed anymore. Now, everyone in this audience and listening knows of the difficulty of losing weight. It's an industry. But now suddenly you have something added to that. You put it on for protection. And you were pleased to put it on with protection because it seemed to work. And that might be psychological, but it worked. And so many of you did it. Now in this new energy, we are telling you not only is it not needed, the invitation for health is to take it away. So let's add still another protocol to weight loss. And that would be cognizing that you don't need this because you are carrying so much light today. That is your protection. The protection is your consciousness. It has nothing to do with that cellular substance around you. And I'll tell you this, that when you cognize it, in any way you wish to, over and over, when you start telling your body that it's not needed anymore, that light is all you need, and that is in consciousness, it'll start to go away. The body is in its own kind of survival, dear ones. And the consciousness is what creates that which is the metabolism, the eating, all of the things that you have learned about in so many books boils down to how you think. And so here's still another one, and this specifically for those who have fortressed through the darkest times. And now you find yourself in a different, very different attribute of light and dark. And that's part of why we say there is frustration. So many have felt in this new energy that there was something else they should do or could do or wanted to do or could do for themselves. And now you realize one of them is to drop the weight. And it's not going to be that difficult by cognizing and speaking to your body and making it understand and believe you don't need it. The second one is harder to describe. It's its own way of fortressing, But it seems to be the reverse of putting on weight. It's not taking it off, it's hiding. If you are in an older energy and you are doing odd things to almost everybody around you, there are many ways of protecting yourself. And you protect yourself from others who would point and say, I don't want anything to do with you. And there's two ways to do that, and both of them I'm going to address. Number one, become a hermit. Just don't go out. And many did that. It was far easier to have people come to your house to practice the Course in Miracles, Reiki, the various things that you wanted to teach that were working, that people wanted to hear, not everyone. But they didn't tell their friends they were coming over to do it. And you would hold the meetings and they would come to you and you wouldn't necessarily go out. And of course, you never advertised it. And so you were a hermit. And that way, it protected you from those who might look at you differently and say, well, I don't want to work with you. Or I don't know what you believe, but it's too strange, so I don't want to be your friend. This was always the attribute of a light worker in the old energy. Now, this is combined with the second way. And this one would seemingly not make sense, but you've seen it over and over. If you are too strange, people will leave you alone. And they do. And that's not hard. And it starts by how you act and what you wear. So if you are out there and you tell everybody you're out there and they say, how are you today? And you say, it depends upon where the spaceship is above you. They'll say, thank you. And walk the other way. And there were so many who did this. And it worked. Because if you were odd and strange enough in what you believed in perception, they would leave you alone, totally. And you'd find yourself even laughing and making up things so that people would run away from you. And what worked, it has allowed you to do your work. And if you were one who did your work alone, perhaps, or even in small groups with meditations and studies and again, the healing modalities of the day, it worked. Because the only people that would ever talk to you are other people like you. That worked. Now I'm going to tell you something to both areas, the ones who were hermits and the ones who decided to be ultra strange. In this new energy, both of those attributes, they don't help one human being. Not one. If you're going to be a hermit and climb into the closet, there's no interaction with anyone. They can't see you, what you believe, your magnificence, your beauty. They cannot hear your wisdom. And you stay in the closet. That helps no human. If you decide to remain strange and odd, you will push people away. And you'll push them away in greater droves today than ever before. They got their antennas out looking for strange people, and you fit the bill. Now, let me ask, how's that helping one human on the planet? You're pushing people away. In fact, you're broadcasting something. You're broadcasting this message that if you come to a meeting like this or listen to a channel like this, you must be crazy. You must be demented, maybe a little strange. And you push people out of this meeting. You push people out of looking, perhaps, at something beautiful and magnificent, a God that doesn't judge. What a concept. And if you continue to do that, it helps no one, pushes people away. And so for both of those kinds, we say, come out of the closet. Feel your magnificence, perhaps for the first time. Be yourself, perhaps for the first time. And if you be yourself, watch how beautiful it is. Watch how attractive you are to others. Did you know that? You've spent all of this time thinking that others will judge you because you're a little odd or different or don't know what they know. What if you do? What if what you know is compassion and benevolence and quietness and wisdom? What if you're not the life of the party, but you're the ones that people want to talk to anyway? I want you to think about that, because being yourself is the most beautiful thing in this new energy that you can do. And for those who have been strange for so long on purpose, I want you just to analyze this for yourself and ask who it is who is attracted to you. And what could you do to change perhaps just a little so that it didn't look quite as strange? But they know you're different, and that's okay, because they may ask, what's different about you? And you can say, it's joy. The reason I dress like I do is because it's joyful. It's like a child. And they'll say, we noticed. And you'll say, I like it, and you will like it, because it elicits laughter and fun. And that gets me into a compassionate, beautiful energy where I see the God in you. And then you're not strange, dear ones. You're perhaps an unusual person, but you're an unusual person in light and beauty. And people will say, well, you ought to meet this person. They're talking to you, talking about you. You'll hear over here, you ought to meet that person. They're unusual, but wow. They're unusual in such a fantastic, magnificent way. You're going to love them. That is a metamorphosis from pushing people away to attracting them with light. Why be frustrated with fortressing or hermitage, if you want to call it that, or being awed? These things can change if you wish. And some of you have said, and I've heard this, well, I've been doing it for so long, I'm not really sure it's going to work. Why don't you give it a try? When the light has come out in a new energy, the attitudes of those are different now in this lighted energy. They may not come to a meeting like this. These are the ones on the street who are experiencing the things on this planet now, the transparency, the integrity, the changes. They're experiencing the light. And if you are part of that light, they're going to be attracted to you. This is different. So right away, know that the reactions of people are not the same as they were 20 years ago. Hospitals are starting to use the very processes and methods you kept a secret in your house. Think about that. Maybe it's time for you on this planet. Maybe your time has arrived. And so it is.